Well, first, Mr. Kevin Rudd, former Prime Minister of Australia, thank you for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure to speak to our friends in France and across Francophonie.
You just published in the French newspaper Le Monde an op-ed in which you're very critical of the deal Australia has just struck with the US and Great Britain, and mostly about the way France has been treated in this affair. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. I think there are many problems with the way in which the Australian government under Prime Minister Morrison have handled this submarine project. First, he has yet to explain fully to the Australian public and people why it is technically and strategically necessary to move to nuclear-powered submarines. Furthermore, related to that, because Australia is not a civil nuclear power and for a long time has had a political hostility towards the development of a nuclear industry in this country, it poses the question as to how nuclear-powered vessels would be properly serviced and maintained in Australia. That's the first thing. The second problem with the way in which Mr. Morrison has handled the relationship with France is this. Let's just assume there is a technical or strategic reason to change the submarine specification from conventional to nuclear powered vessels. Then firstly, he should have notified the French government. Secondly, he should have notified Naval, the French construction company. And then thirdly, he should have re-tendered the entire project and invited France, the UK and the United States to provide bids. Instead, what he said is, no, we are only going with the Anglophones. And I think that is not in the best interests of the Australian taxpayer dollar, and it's certainly not in the best interest of Australia's relationship with France.
On that point, how important is France to Australia?
Objectively speaking, it's a major international relationship for us. France is a permanent member of the Security Council. France is a member of the G7. France is a member of the G20, where Australia is also a member. France is one of the two major powers in the European Union. France is also has metropolitan territory in both the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. And we have welcomed France's continued strategic and political presence in Nouvelle-Calédonie and elsewhere. And so for these reasons, quite apart from France's more general diplomatic presence in the world, it is far better that Australia has a friend in Paris than to alienate that friendship altogether. So I'd argue that it is not in Australia's national interest to have done that. And it's certainly offensive to our friends in Paris, with whom we have had a good relationship for a long period of time. Myself, as Foreign Minister of Australia, with Alain Juppé, I signed a document in the Quai d'Orsay, which was the Australia-France Joint Strategic Partnership in 2012. And that's the framework which set up the submarine project longer term. So I feel quite badly that this has been handled so badly by the current Australian government.
Well, on the on this matter, the French said they were completely blindsided. They're talking, they're using very strong words: duplicity, treason. And here in Australia, Scott Morrison and other members of the government kept repeating that they've warned France. They've always been upfront and honest with them. Do you not believe them?
No, I don't, because it's quite plain from the French reaction that no notice was given to France before the termination of the project was announced publicly. And the way to treat diplomatically any friend, partner, ally is to provide prior notification of such a major decision. Secondly, there's a contractual obligation to do that with your commercial partner, in this case, Naval. And thirdly, what is the reason for the deception? I don't understand it. Was it to simply produce a grand surprise for Australian domestic politics that we were now going to enter the big league with nuclear-powered submarines in partnership with the British and the Americans. I suspect there is a domestic political agenda at play, which is for Morrison to make himself look big, important, and hairy-chested in dealing with his domestic Australian political audience on the nature of the China challenge. And he saw the French relationship as expendable. I am all for dealing with the China challenge seriously, but I do not regard the French relationship as expendable. That's the difference.
In the Australian political sphere, there were very few critics of these announcements. One of them was another former prime minister, Paul Keating, and he pointed out that according to him, this reinforcement of relations with the United States in particular made Australia even more dependent of them. Do you share this opinion?
I haven't seen Mr. Keating's comments, to be quite honest, so I'd rather not comment on them. What I can say is that there is a key operational question here for the Royal Australian Navy. And that is, if we are to invest in a fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, given we do not have a civil nuclear industry, I assume that Mr. Morrison is assuming that the Americans will service these vessels. Secondly, I assume Mr. Morrison is assuming that this makes these vessels not just interoperable with the United States Navy, but also deployable with the United States Navy in a whole range of strategic scenarios. I am concerned about the long-term impact that has on Australian sovereignty of our on our own naval forces, because there are times when we will disagree with the United States. For example, our government disagreed radically with the United States on both the Vietnam War, that's the Australian Labor Party, I should say, and as the Australian government, we radically disagreed with the Iraq War. So as an ally of the United States, you don't necessarily end up agreeing with the Americans on every element of strategy. Sometimes our American friends get it wrong.
Okay. Beyond France, was obviously very angry. The way the whole thing was handled, do you think could harm Australia's reputation on the world stage?
Yeah, Australians have a self-image of being about fair play, about being people who honour their word, people who, when they sign a contract, honour a contract. And that is very much in our national character. And that, I think, is the way in which Australians are perceived around the world. And we take our international reputation on such matters seriously. And that's why many of us in Australia, you don't have to be a friend of France to accept this proposition. Many of us around Australia believe that this is not consistent with the way in which Australia as a sovereign state should behave. And therefore we believe it is damaging to our standing and certainly in Europe and perhaps beyond as well. In Southeast Asia, for example, leaving aside the particular contractual difficulties with France, questions have been raised about the suddenness with which this move to a nuclear-powered set of submarines has been announced to our friends and partners in Southeast Asia, for example, which is, frankly, in Australia's immediate strategic sphere. And so at multiple levels, I think there are emerging critiques of the way in which this decision has been held. It may be that the technical argument in favour of nuclear-powered vessels is an accurate one, and maybe there has been a change in strategic circumstances. But under those circumstances, there are ways in which you can handle the French relationship, which has been ignored by the current Australian government. There's a way in which you could properly prepare our friends and partners in the region in the way in which they haven't been properly prepared.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Rudd. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No.
No? Bon, eh bien, merci beaucoup.
Pas du tout. Merci beaucoup.
Merci. Bonne soirée à vous. À bientôt.